The Indians returned to Progressive Field yesterday for the first time since losing Game 7 of the World Series last November. And yesterday they beat the White Sox 2-1 in 10 innings in front of a packed stadium. Filling the seats on opening day isn't new. This was the Indians' 24th consecutive sellout. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, whether the team is expected to be good or bad, tickets for that first home game are always gone within minutes. What makes opening day in baseball so special?
All right, this is like one of these sports mysteries, because when the Browns open the season, I mean, people are glad who are Browns fans the season's opening, but it's not like, I got to be there for the first game.
Yeah, it's going to sell out minutes.
Yeah. They'll say, I want to be there for the Steelers game, or I want to be there for, you know, maybe the Baltimore Ravens, but it's not, I got to be there for game one. Doesn't matter who's playing.
Right.
I mean, I would say a good third of the people or whatever, when they bought tickets for the opener online, they may have looked to see who they were playing, but they didn't care at all, which is the White Sox.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't even know who they were playing until I checked.
Right. Nobody, and frankly, nobody really cares. They wanted to, they want to see the game. Basketball season opens. Mm-hmm. Some people may want to go to the opener, but not, there's no, oh boy, they have the home opener, I got to be there for the Cavs.
Yeah.
And in the past, before LeBron came back, they were not selling out the home opener at all. I could tell you that, which is 20,000 seats. So they couldn't do that. So there was nothing special about it. And then if you take it even farther, Amanda, So how many games is in a baseball season?
162.
Right. And you go, basketball is 82.
Uh-huh.
And football is?
16.
Right. So if you look at that, it would seem that the season with the fewer games
would sell out fast. You wouldn't be able to get a ticket.
The Browns haven't announced their schedule yet, but when they do, unless they happen to be opening with the Steelers, you can get a ticket. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I asked somebody else this, and he said, well, you know, maybe it's because it's kind of the coming of spring or whatever.
That's what I was thinking.
Of course, half the time it snows for the opener. Right. We didn't have that problem this year, but we've had that in the past. And it's not even the first game, because over half of the time the Indians open on the road, as they did this year. They played in Texas and Arizona. So this is really game number 7.
Uh-huh.
It's not game number 1. And you knew, yet my father, when I was a kid, would take me out of school, and we'd go down to the old opener. He'd dodge out of work from the warehouse, and we'd go. It was in the afternoon. Usually it was like 1 o'clock, not 4 o'clock. Remember one year it was so cold at the old stadium that by about the third or fourth inning, half the crowd was gone. I think some didn't show up. It was one of those, they shouldn't have played days. The sun was out, but it was like 30 degrees, and we followed it from section to section to section as it went almost like the sundial went around the park. There were a lot of empty seats, you know. That was back when the Indians' motto was, you know, good seats always available, and they were.
Right.
Just around the whole stadium watching the game that way. I don't remember who won the game or not. See, there's your classic memory, by the way. People have opening day memories. They don't remember, I don't remember who they were playing. I assume the Indians lost because they usually did, but I don't know. Maybe they didn't win. But I just remember with my dad taking me out of school, chasing the sun around the stadium. So I do think there is a certain lore, family lore, when my aunt took me to the opener or whoever it is that is attached to this. I mean, I know like one of my friends from the Plain Dealer, Ginger Chris, she came in. I got tickets for the opener. She actually got in somehow and got it. And you would have think she won the lottery. And I guess there are some great mysteries about sports that are not answered, other than the fact Cleveland's an opening day town for baseball, no matter how bad baseball is.
And like you said, it's probably mostly based on tradition.
And you could say, well, hope springs eternal. But no, I mean, back when the Indians were bad, we knew they were bad.
And it's still sold out in
minutes. Still sold out. Now, game two, that was always the thing. All right, let's see what the crowd is like for game two. You know, game one at Progressive Field, 41,000 or whatever that was back when the park was a little bigger. Game two, they'd announce 9,800, and there'd be about 5,000 there. And
right.
Some of those people, like I think, never went home. They just sort of stayed overnight.
But this season does have a little bit of a different tone, obviously coming off the World Series trip last year.
It does. I mean, they're up to almost 1.3 million tickets sold, which is huge. They only drew 1.5 million last year.
Altogether.
Secondly, sort of the season tickets, they're approaching 13,000. That's the most since 2008. And there's good reason. The Indians are picked to win the Central Division for good reason. They are a team that you want to see play. I know the first week television ratings were very high.
Yeah. There's definitely so much in baseball that's based on tradition.
And the tradition that a lot of people still value.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto. He joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about what he thinks the Browns should do with their number one draft pick.